Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Diana, you told me before we came in here, you think this is the biggest game of the year.
Oh, this is without a doubt the biggest game of the year. We had all this talk, guys. I was on the show with you telling you that the Buffalo Bills were going to go to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And now it looks like the New England Patriots are dominating not just that division, but the AFC. And this is really going to tell us everything we need to know about whether or not Buffalo is going to be a contender in the playoffs. Because it's now or never for them. At this point, they have to figure it out against this New England Patriots defense that has been outstanding the last 6 years.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is interesting, Greeny. That was Diana Rossini talking about this game and how big it is. And it's, you know, is it the biggest game of the year? I don't know. I mean, I think the Cardinals are playing the Rams at some point later in the year, which could have some implications as well, maybe even next week. So, but this is no question about it. This is a huge game between these two teams. It's, you know, I would just say this. The Patriots, the loser of this game has 5 losses. And if it's the Patriots at 8-5, you drop down to the 5 spot. You know, if it's the Bills at 7-5, you know, you're kind of just on the fringe of the playoffs. So this goes from, like, winning your division to sort of the Patriots go to 8-5, and both you and Indy sitting there in a bye week, you come back and play each other in Indy, and it's 7-6 Indy versus 8-5 Pats.
Yeah, to me,
and it's like just changes the outlook of everything as opposed to being 9-4 going into a bye week.
Yeah, it's to me, it's a given. Obviously, there's less games available to play, and all the games are more important, and so the Patriots right now, because I think it's a huge game for a bunch of different reasons. Okay, one, I feel like if the Patriots want a first round bye, they're gonna have to sweep. They're gonna have to go undefeated the rest of the way. They're gonna have to win this game, get a bye week, get through the Colts, get through Buffalo again, and then finish off with Jacksonville, Miami. I think that is the only way because right now Tennessee is sitting there on their bye week and they're going to watch this game. And if you lose to the Bills, they get the number one spot again as the number one team in the AFC. And I don't think they're going to lose another game.
Yeah, their schedule's not. Or, I mean, you can look at Kansas City. I mean, they play a bunch of those middling teams in their own division. You know, I don't, maybe you think the Chargers are great, but, you know, Denver and Raiders, it's like their schedule's not tough either. Like the Chiefs could win out. The Titans could win out. So that's why it's tough. It's going to be tough to get the number. You got to win out. You got to win both games against Buffalo and go to Indy and win that game.
Yeah, there's so many aspects to this game overall. Obviously, the weather. Weather. Well, I'll tell you what, it's like the, you know, best supporting role goes to Mother Nature. So I wanted to read this too because I thought this was funny as far as storylines going into this game. So this is a Patriots Bills recap, okay, from the last time they played and when the Bills beat them 38-9. And this is how it starts. Foxborough, Mass. The Buffalo Bills put a cherry on top the changing of the guard in the AFC East. Put a cherry atop the changing of the guard in the AFC East. Is that how quickly it happened? So the changing of the guard, the Patriots have what? You know, not even a year, a calendar year go by, and the Bills are now taking credit for being, you know, the king of the mountain, king of the hill? After 2 games? And 1 game you barely won at home because of a fumble of the quarterback. And this one, okay, granted, you beat the tar out of him. Let's not act like this is a real thing.
Well, we could say that now, but back then when you looked at it, you don't think that was an accurate statement? I mean, the Patriots.
I think they were pushing it.
Patriots had Cam Newton. They had no quarterback of the future. The Bills have an MVP candidate. They're running away with the AFC East. You know, then they end up getting to the AFC title game. And this is the reason why I think a lot of people kind of had the Bills easily winning the AFC East. Like, easily winning the AFC East, and a lot of people's pick to go to the Super Bowl and represent the AFC. So I don't have a problem with that recap from last year. I think it just goes to show you how quickly things turned here in New England, more than anything.
See, no, I think it's more of a desire for, you know, just to prove that the Bills have arrived after so long. And remember, it was the last time. So the Patriots hadn't been swept by a division opponent in over two decades. There hadn't been a team in the AFC East that have beaten the Patriots twice since the Buffalo Bills. It's been forever. It doesn't happen. Maybe you get away with one. Maybe you get lucky. But to beat the Patriots twice, if you're the Miami Dolphins, the New York Jets, or the Buffalo Bills, no way. And the Bills never. I just thought it was funny. Here it is. You beat them 38-9. You end up going to the AFC Championship game, and it's so quickly. Like they were so concerned with, you know, claiming the top spot in the AFC East. I think they just completely disregarded, you know, what the Patriots were going to be capable of doing. And therefore, I think there's a lot of animosity. I think there's a lot of disrespect being thrown at the Buffalo Bills. I feel like the Bills, even though they feel like they've earned it and they've changed their ways and they're a team that should be respected, I still feel like they don't think that the Patriots or anybody locally gives them enough respect. They don't. I mean, I would, and therefore, I think the Bills are going to beat the crap out of the Patriots.
Say what?
I think the Bills are going to beat the crap out of the Patriots.
Tonight.
There. Yes. Yes. And Mother Nature gets the assist.
What does beat the crap mean as far as like a
17? Well, it's not 38-9. It's not 38-9, but I would say how I compare it to. So loss. So it's. I don't think it's going to be. It would have to be the Saints, a version of that Saints loss. Okay, where it was obvious that they were the better team. You had an opportunity. You were trying. You had to scratch and claw to get your ass back into it. You finally got a score, but you only got it within eight. And then you needed to get the ball back, and you couldn't. Don't you think there's like a disrespect card, like almost like a rivalry feel to this game, at least from the Bills' perspective?
I do, but that's why I think this game is bigger for the Bills than it is the New England Patriots. The Patriots aren't supposed to be here right now. You know, if they walk, and this is that. You know, this is Buffalo's home game. Like, this is a bigger game for them. They have to hold serve at home. They absolutely have to. The Patriots walk out of here and with a loss, and then 2 weeks from now you get them back again at home. I expect them to win that football game at home against the Buffalo Bills. But so all the pressure's on them to prove that the Bills can handle this. It's more, sometimes it's more than just the talent, right? I felt like the Baltimore Ravens were always, in those years, were like, could handle those moments. They would walk into Foxborough and they were never intimidated by you. You know what I mean? This team has to show that. It's easy to walk into Gillette last year when things were going on the way they were. By the time that blowout happened, it's easy to walk into Gillette and look at that football team and say, yeah, we're going to walk in here. This ain't the same New England Patriot team. Now, all of a sudden, you're walking back this weekend and sitting there going, oh, my God, are they back? Jeez, they got another guy that kind of plays like Brady early in his career, like, the defense is done. Oh my God, are they back again? Now it's up to them to show that mentally they can handle this game. That's probably, to me, like their biggest downfall right now is mentally, can you handle taking these guys over now?
And what makes you think that they can't? What makes you it's not like the Bills have this unproven rookie quarterback, a brand new coach that's never been a head coach before, and a bunch of, you know, rookie or first a bunch of free agents that are trying to kind of assimilate into the system. I would say this, with this team is very similar to the other teams that you lost to. Good coaching staff, I would say at least for Tampa, a veteran head coaching staff, two good coordinators, and a quarterback that is elite, okay? Buffalo Bills, head coach that is good, two really good an offensive coordinator and a defensive coordinator, and a quarterback that is elite. And you're playing on the road. Say what you want about Orchard Park. Say what you want about the weather. That's going to be a tough place for him to win. It's going to be a very difficult place for him to win. And they're good. And they're pissed. And they feel disrespected. Advantage Bills.
Well, it was interesting because ESPN has this FPI, chance to win the AFC East, you know. And currently, entering this game, they have the Bills at 67% chance of winning the East and the Patriots at 33%. Before the game even starts. And if the Bills win, it's 84%, 16 for you. If the Patriots win, it's only 64%. I mean, it doubles, but it's 64%, close to double. And there's 36. What I don't understand is, like, the Bills, 84%. Like, if they win this football game, they're basically giving them the division. And they got Tampa next week, and then they got to come to New England again. You know, and you've got, like, you match Tampa with, like, say, Indy after the bye. Then after that, they both have a couple of cakewalks. And maybe it has to do with maybe they think Miami's a better opponent than, say, Atlanta and the Jets that these guys finish with, Buffalo. I just think it's interesting how much things swing after this game. We had Andy Hart last week and saying the second Buffalo-New England game is probably more important. And I would agree. You know, because I think whoever loses this game has to win that second game if they want any chance.
Yeah, but I wouldn't downplay the significance or the environment of this game. I do think it's going to feel like an old school college rivalry. That's what I feel like this game is going to feel like. It's at night. Yeah, it's in Buffalo, but I feel like it would be this way, you know, in Kansas City also, in Denver also. If both teams were kind of legitimate, it would be the same type of environment. Crazy, hostile, loud. Fans have been there since Sunday. Sunday morning, or what was it, Ryan? What did they get there? Friday night?
They've been camping in the parking lot getting ready
now,
for
the tailgate. What a good-looking group of guys that are out there camping out in Buffalo.
What a bunch of losers. Why don't you just go home and booze in your house and just show up Monday morning and enjoy the day? You got to sleep over there Friday, Saturday, Sunday night to prove something?
Really? When I would tell you that
none of them have teeth.
There was one guy that looked like it was the other dude's bodyguard, and he just didn't say anything. He just grunted.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.